The sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge. Hello, it's Evans on your radio, and in studio with me is Jordan. I think, didn't I have a trouble pronouncing your last name last time? Amaker?
A lot of people do. So, yeah, it's Amaker. Yeah.
Well, I said it right.
You did it right.
Okay. Well,
thank
cool.
you.
And you're here from Low Country Local First.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And we're going to talk this morning about buying local.
Buy local month.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It should be buy local all the time.
It really is. We kind of trick people with this campaign.
Yeah.
People, it's not like really a month. Boxes, it's all year.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, talk to me.
Yeah. Well, Buy Local Month is our annual effort, sort of strategic grassroots movement that we place around the holiday season, because that's obviously when most of the local retailers and food and bev sort of make all the money, right? Shopping is big, going out and celebrating or hosting parties. It's all happening really sort of between November 15th and December 15th. Most of the shopping, at least, is happening
right
then. So, we created this campaign, God, maybe 10, 11 years ago to just remind people gently to be strategic and be intentional with their spending and to know the impact that your dollars have. You know, there's this great movement right now around being aware of our use of plastic, whether it's with straws or plastic bags. We've become, I'd like to think at least, a little more conscious of our habits with plastic. And I'm hoping that we can get to a more conscious, mindful place of how we spend our dollars as well. So what we're putting in those bags, our tote bags that we know to bring out of the grocery store or when we go out shopping, or the drinks that we're, you know, not using a straw to sip on. Think about the impact that those products and those services have on you and the community around you. So to sort of stop and think before you click online shopping, or to stop and think before you go out and spend those dollars, and to know the impact that it has beyond that transaction.
Right, because when you're buying online, none of the money stays here. When you're buying from a big box store, a little bit of it stays here, but most of it goes into stockholder pockets. When you buy local, you're helping out somebody local run
right
their business, and they're paying employees and they're spending money here. So yeah, I'm all about local.
Yeah, and I'll say, you said the online shopping, if you're online shopping through an Amazon or what have you, yeah, very little of that's impacting our state. But if you are shopping with a local retailer that has an online store, which most do these days,
yes,
that's a different story. And I think a lot of people forget to check online for their favorite local retailers. And often it's free shipping. Often it's very quick and easy as well. So a lot of what we do during Buy Local Month that we've done for a couple of years now is we create easy buttons on our website. And we categorize our local retailers and food and bev and service providers into all the ways that they make it really easy and fun to shop with them. And they go way out of their way during the holiday season to make it easy and fun to shop there, whether it's curbside service or free gift wrapping or free champagne while you walk around their store, or they do have an online presence and they do free shipping online throughout the holidays, or, you know, they just go way out of their way to
mm-hmm. I would
work
love to shop
you
in a place that has free champagne,
yeah,
while I'm walking around.
Very
the store
dangerous, but very smart. Yeah,
probably be staggering around the store.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that bad.
No.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add?
Well, I encourage businesses out there, if you're not already a member with our organization, now is a really good time to get involved, because we do spend the next 2 months essentially sending people your way and sending people to look for those certified local badges, or to send people to our online directory to find you. So if you maybe have lapsed in your membership or thinking about it, really now is the time to get involved. And if you're a shopper like all of us, if you're a consumer like we all are, keep an eye out and you know, be mindful. Use these free resources that we're providing all month, like the directory online, like these easy buttons. We do an online market calendar. We can go and see all the different pop-up makers markets around town. So check out our website, find us on social media, and shop and dine local.
Cool. You got a lot of really cool businesses over there.
Yeah.
In your place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
on Meeting Street. Yeah. Lots of stuff popping up around us on Meeting Street too. But, you know, you've got a lot of cool businesses around you here in South Windermere.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of really neat places. A lot
it's
of local
wonderful
business here.
It's mostly, you know, outside of Staples and Starbucks and Earth Fair.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything else.
Pretty much together.
Yeah.
A men's consignment store. It's been here for years and
yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I love keeping my money local. Well, thanks
awesome
for coming in this
thank
morning.
Thank you, Evans. Good to see you.
You too.